The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
At midnight mass 5 years ago, Pope Benedict XVI delivered a powerful homily, and I would like to quote from it because it goes to the heart of the meaning of Christmas. And his reflection centers on the fact that God's sign of salvation is a baby. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Pope Benedict writes, "Nothing miraculous, nothing extraordinary, nothing magnificent is given to the shepherds as a sign. All they will see is a child, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. One who, like all children, needs his mother's care. A child born in a stable and therefore lies not in a cradle, but in a manger. God's sign is a baby. A baby in need of help. A baby born in poverty. Only in their hearts will the shepherds be able to see that this baby fulfills the promise of the prophet Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder." Exactly the same sign has been given to us. We too are invited by the angel of God through the message of the gospel to set out in our hearts to see the child lying in a manger. And then he goes on. God's sign is simplicity. God's sign is the baby. God's sign is that he makes himself small for us. This is how he reigns. He does not come with power and outward splendor. He comes as a baby. He comes defenseless and in need of our help. He does not want to overwhelm us with his strength. He takes away our fear of his greatness. He asks for our love. And so he makes himself a child. He wants nothing from us other than our love, through which we spontaneously learn to enter into his feelings and his thoughts and his will. We learn to live with him and practice with him that humility of renunciation that belongs to the very essence of love. God makes himself small so that we can understand him, and so that we can welcome him, and so that we can love him. When the Pope says that exactly the same sign has been given to us, he invites us to draw on our own experience of babies, because their defenselessness can teach us about God's will for us. I bet a lot of you present here tonight are parents, or even grandparents, some of you probably. Remember how much you were changed by the birth of your first child? That newborn captured your heart, but he or she also began to reign in your home, completely rearranging your family schedule, rearranging your priorities, changing your sense of what you realized was important. And so also, to an even greater degree, should the baby Jesus capture our hearts and reign in us, rearranging our priorities to the point that doing his will becomes the determining factor in everything we do. Think back of those first months with your new baby. Isn't it true that God used your baby to increase greatly your capacity for unconditional, albeit sleep-deprived, love? Well, so also should God's self-emptying humility in coming to us as a helpless baby capture our hearts and change us, increase our capacity for sacrificial love, and thus motivate us to do all in our power to protect and provide for those who are defenseless and needy in our world today, every one of which is a living reflection of the poor, defenseless baby born in Bethlehem 2,011 years ago. God's sign of salvation is a baby. But for that salvation to become a reality, for it to make a difference in our lives, we have to respond like Mary and Joseph did, who cherished their son from the very first moment of his conception and did all in their power to protect him and to provide for him. When we look into the face of a baby, when we look into the eyes of a baby, we see a higher law that renders invalid all human laws to the contrary, be it laws that allow homicide in the case of abortion, or laws that impede the exercise of human rights, as you have heard me say before, including the God-given right to immigrate when this is necessary to protect and provide for one's family. And as a case in point, like when Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt to protect their son, our Savior, immigrating without government authorization to leave the country. God's sign of salvation is a baby. A baby in need of help. A baby born into poverty. God made himself small, in part, to inspire us to open our hearts and welcome him also in those who, like that baby 2,011 years ago, are poor and defenseless in our world today.